The first one is going to be presented by Carrie Case, and she's going to have some of her wonderful images that she's going to share with us during that first brown bag lunch. It's at the community room in the public library. And it starts a little after noon and ends a little bit before one so that people have time to get there and get back to work.
Yeah, and then there's a similar brown bag talk at lunch every day of the festival. We try to do some lunchtime talk.
Is that going to be at the library each day?
Except for Sunday. Sunday, it will actually be at Sandy Beach Park because the person doing it is Ron Hamill, and he is a mycologist, and he will be talking about some of the mushrooms in the area. And if you have mushrooms that you would like to ID, you can go to that brown bag lunch, and he will ID those for you.
And we're also, he's hoping to have a sample of a lot of the common mushrooms around in the area that he can lay out and show people to identify as well, so that they'll be able to see things that they've collected, you know, right around the area here.
Actually, one of the big events, too, is the Thursday night keynote address. And we have Amanda Kelly coming in to discuss ocean acidification in Alaska and why you should know about that. And we also like to pair that with a scientific talk with just something a little bit more fun. There will be a slideshow from Bob Armstrong, who is a photographer and biologist, and he's going to be looking at the inner lives of animals from his perspective.
Yeah, and I think recently he's been doing a lot of work with trail cams and setting up remote cameras, and so I believe a fair number of his pictures are kind of coming from fun and interesting or quirky things that animals do out in the wild when there is no people around to witness them that he's caught on his cameras.
So that keynote address, it's Thursday. Can you tell us the details again?
7 p.m. at the Wright Auditorium.
Okay.
And no charge.
Good to know. Yeah. How much of the rainforest is free?
We try and do as much as possible.
Yeah. The only things that we really charge for are our remote trips, and that's usually just to cover the fee for the boat, the transportation. And then some of our classes have a supplies fee, you know, if we're going to make a craft or a project.
What are the remote trips that you're taking this year?
We have several different ones. We have a Friday trip that is to Baird Glacier. And also Thomas
visiting,
Bay and Cascade
yes,
Creek.
Yes, going to visit Cascade Creek, which should be fun with the new trail.
Yeah, the new trail that they've just finished, I believe, this summer or earlier in the spring. And so there's going to be several different of the speakers for different events are going to be along on that trip. So there'll be some expertise in various different fields in ecology that can talk about the area and look at the glaciation, the receding moraines, and what's cropping up there.
And on Saturday, it's the Stikine River trip, and it'll be going out with the naturalist Corinne.
Corinne Collin, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's a forager and local foodie from Juneau who's going to be coming over.
Are both of those trips full, or are there still room?
They are
all sold both out. Full, yes. And then the plein air just filled also, which is on Sunday. The artists and writers go up the Stikine also, and they kind of choose a place to sit for a while. And
So those are three remote trips?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then you mentioned the workshops. Any other ones that you wanted to highlight?
Actually, the one on Sunday afternoon, we have Jody Banks, who's going to be dealing with salmon skin, and that does have a material fee and requires registration. Well, I'm going to say it's for adults, although...
Probably older kids and teens
yeah,
would probably
because,
be acceptable.
Yeah, if they are much younger than 16, they would need an adult with them. And so there is a material fee for that, but she's going to be showing you how to work with the salmon skin.
Is that going to be at the library?
It will be at the library community room, and you'll be able to register a week ahead of time through the library.
And then one of the workshops we're having on Saturday is the keynote speaker, Barb Armstrong, is actually going to do a workshop on setting up remote field cameras and trail cams. And so he'll be, I believe they're going to try to set up some cameras ahead of time, but he'll also be just demonstrating how he picks areas to set up cameras, what to look for signs, and a little bit of the, you know, just the tech behind setting up the cameras.